You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers from the Colling Institute of Medical Research at Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital say they've known for a long time that older people who take multiple medications perform worse than their peers when it comes to physical and cognitive function. The Institute has looked at whether it's the use of multiple medications causing ill health or if it's just the people who have more health problems take more drugs. Lead researcher Professor Sarah Hilmer says what is known is that there is a lot of evidence associating multiple medications with adverse outcomes such as falls and confusion. But she says the study also found some negative physical changes can be reversed if medication usage is reviewed.
The first thing we found was it is causative. The second thing we found was that it is actually the type and dose of medications you're taking, not just the numbers. So you can take a regimen of five medications that actually don't cause you any harm, and you could take another regimen of five medications that actually would slow you down physically and make you more frail. And when you take those medications away, you can recover, even if you take them away in old age, which is what we did in our model.
The research published in the Journals of Gerontology is the first preclinical study to demonstrate a connection between frailty and impaired function in old age with the use of multiple medications. Professor Hilmer says if you are an older person and concerned about taking multiple medications, you can go to your doctor and get them to carefully review your current usage. A review will help your doctor come up with a plan to figure out which ones are causing more harm than good.
So the good news is that if you're an older person and you're taking a lot of medications, you can go to your doctor, get them to carefully review your medicines. They'll be able to use this information to work out which ones cause more harm than good and carefully supervise you coming off those or de-prescribing those. And then you should actually find that your function improves. You can do things that you couldn't do before.
The research supports earlier work by Professor Hilmer's team in developing a clinical risk assessment tool to guide medication reviews for older patients. The Drug Burden Index measures a patient's exposure to medications and how they impair function and increase frailty. The tool is used in medical and aged care settings around the world, but different doctors use different systems to review medications. Dr. Uday Gore is a general practitioner in Bankstown in Sydney's southwest. He says when an older patient arrives, he opens the patient's medication chart and makes sure their medication history matches what the patient is currently taking. Dr. Gore also undertakes an annual health medication review with the patient and the patient's pharmacist to review medications.
And then we request for a medication review, which is done independently from their pharmacist. So we've got structured pharmacists called accredited independent pharmacists who do the medication review. Generally, it's done in their own environment at home so that the pharmacists go and discuss with them, open the cupboards, look what's inside, any over-the-counter products like OTCs that are in the cupboard that can interact with the medication is also discussed.
Dr. Gore says the pharmacist then puts a plan in place, which is sent to the GP, who then adjusts the patient's medication according to the plan. Dr. Gore says independent reviews are not done by every GP, as they can be time-consuming and not financially rewarding. Nerida Packham is the pharmacist and medicines line manager at MPS MedicineWise. She says consumers can do a number of things to help keep track of what they're taking, including keeping a list of their medications in their wallet or on a phone, and also asking their doctor and pharmacist a few simple questions.
So it's really important for people to go to their doctor to talk about the effects that they're experiencing and to ask questions. Do I really need this medicine? Are there safer or simpler options? And what would happen if I didn't take it? So it's really good to ask those questions regularly just to help work out whether any of the medicines that you're taking maybe don't need to be taken any longer.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
We'll be right back.